Good evening and welcome to the Government Communication and Information System program, hosted in partnership with the Department of Social Development. I'm your presenter today, and my name is Tshegofatso Modubu. And in studio today, I'm with Mr. Buti Kulwane, who is the Social Work Policy Manager at the Department of Social Development, as well as Ms. Pulani Mthembu, who is in charge of the Gender-Based Violence Command Center through the Department of Social Development, as well as Ms. Duduma Pumulo from the South African National Taxi Council Women, which is SANTACO Women. And today we'll be talking about the Qaphela Trafficking Persons Awareness Week, which is being hosted in partnership with the Department of Social Development as well as SANTACO Women. And today was a fun fair day at Bosman Street Taxi Rank, where both DSD Social Development as well as SANTACO Women did an activation. So we'd like to hear from our panel today how that went. Mr. Kulwane, we can start with you.
Yeah, thanks. Today we had really a fun day that is ourselves together with SANTACO Women at the Bosman Taxi Rank. In fact, we started on Monday because this week is the National Trafficking Persons Awareness Week. So having started on Monday, yesterday we had a formal launch of this campaign. And what is happening is we have social workers, and we also have GBV ambassadors or GBV champions. These are volunteers from communities. And we spoke to commuters. We spoke to some of the drivers. Yeah, and we also spoke to the some of the queue marshals. And yeah, it's about trafficking in persons, explaining, you know, what trafficking in persons is, and the fact that, you know, parents should try to, like, improve relations with their children as a way of preventing them from, you know, being lured by traffickers. And why? Because if parents and children, the relationship has to be very strong, because then children will be able to open up, you know, and share, yeah, with their parents, you know, any challenges that they are facing. And yeah, the theme of this year's trafficking theme, it says use and abuse of technology. And so this means traffickers are using technology, and it's really aiding them to lure young girls and young boys into trafficking situations. And it is technology that they are also using, you know, to keep them under their control. So we tried to explain, you know, to commuters, mainly adults, as to how technology is really affecting, is helping traffickers. And we can also use technology to fight trafficking in persons. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Ostudu, if you can just outline the partnership and the role SANTACO Women plays in assisting in combating this trafficking and use and abuse of technology from your side as well.
Okay, firstly, thank you very much for awarding us this opportunity to be here so that we can able to spread the word out there. We are in partnership with the social development to push the campaign on human trafficking so that people are aware of such act that is happening. But again, I mean, social development, it's one of the government resources that we have for us to be able to access the information and spread the word out there, because human trafficking is a crime. And you might find that it is happening, but most of our drivers are not aware. So for us to have a partnership with them, it makes it very easy for the drivers to be able to know and see the sign as to what are the signs that they can see when there's something that is not coming right with them, to say that, hey, this person, he looks not right. And again, you know, when the people are sitting in the taxis, they talk, and the drivers, they put their ear on the ground. So it's easier for the people to be helped by us as a taxi industry, just to make sure that we fight against this human trafficking. And the partnership that we are having, it's not just for now, it's an ongoing, because we've got, as a national body of Santaco women, we've got 9 provinces, and we need to get into all the provinces, get into the ranks, and make the drivers to be aware of such, so that this kind of criminal activities does not happen in our space, because it is important for us to provide the safe and the reliable transport. Yeah, no, thank you.
Okay, thank you for that. I think I just also would like for us to explain to the listeners at home what actually human trafficking entails, because my understanding is that it comes in different forms, but I thought if we could just break it down a little bit to the listeners at home. And I think we can also be multilingual in this case, because our listeners are multilingual and they come from different provinces. And considering your partnership with Santaco, I think the audience we want to target today would want to hear the messages also in our indigenous languages. So definitely, Mr. Kulwane, you can go, or Ospulani, you can go ahead.
All right. Yeah, maybe I'll start and then... Auspulani will add later. Yeah, trafficking persons, kasiZulu, rekare ukushushumbiswa kwabantu. Yeah, this is something unusual. Yeah, ukushushumbiswa kwabantu. And then kasiSuthu, rekare uhweba kwabantu. So, ntho etsahalang ke hore people are being sold, but they are turned into slaves, mahoba. And, as slaves, they work, and then as working for the benefit of another person. And so this person, it means, as we know, there's been slavery, in the world, for as long as we can remember, tracing it back to the Bible, with Joseph, who was sold by his brothers to Egyptians. And yeah. It is still happening even today. People are being sold, and I think the problem is people just want to make money. And the easiest way to make money, people are looking at it. And, sale of people happens to be one of those. And it means then to be able to sell and a person, and this person, to for them to really stay, under their control. Obviously, they'll come up with ways. I mean, one of those ways would be, we know of cases where, young girls sort of lured and then introduced into drugs. And once hooked on drugs, they are told, for you to be able to get this stuff, you would have to work. And how do you work? They are thrown into the streets as sex workers or prostitutes. And whatever money that they make pays for the drugs. So it means now they are fed drugs and then... just for the drug person to get money, and then at the same time also make money out of drugs and to make money out of this person. And yes, that is trafficking for sexual exploitation. There's also trafficking for labor exploitation. A person who is vulnerable, maybe because of poverty, a person coming from, outside of South Africa, doesn't have, the documents, then because of that vulnerability, the other person makes sure they work for them. Bamberekela, and then as they work, as bamberekela, uba duela chelte kotlase, or haba dueli at all. Umblela hur no, you'll pay for this accommodation. I'm keeping you here, so you'll work for it. And yeah, and then as others would coming into South Africa, they lure the person, they pay for their transport, they pay for their accommodation, they feed them, and then they say, no, you are in debt, you owe me, because if it was not me, Okabo Safika in South Africa. So it means you would work for this debt. The unfortunate thing is you would find that they work forever, nonstop, because the person happens to be the commodity. So this person will work until, I don't know. And then they are able to even sell, the people amongst themselves, especially in sexual exploitation. You'd find that a young lady would be sold from here to another trafficker in Cape Town. So it's like this person belongs to this other person, and they use methods that are different. And as Auspulana Talusita earlier on, Hori, another way it could be, Hori, a person can sort of propose to a young girl, and pretend to be in love. And then knowing who this young girl, could like make sure Huri, she sort of gets stuck onto him and then showers her with gifts. And that is becomes the debt that the young girl would have to pay. So there are red flags that we've also heard about. And yeah, so I'm sure Auspilani can add on that. Thank you.
Ngibingelele nabalalele emakhaya njengoba babukulwane sekachazile enye indlela yokuthengisa ngabantu ayenzeki mhlambe ngaphandle kwezizwe ezinye beza la eSouth Africa iyenzeka naphakathi kweSouth Africa within the country between the provinces ngaphakathi kwama district kuyenzeka lokho ukuthi umuntu athathwe. That is why sinale partnership nebo Santaco. Umuntu angasuswa from this province to this province and that province ukuthi ayosetshenziswa for ukuthi athengiswe. But then kunezinye izindlela futhi ebesifuna ukuthi abantu bazi ngazo ngaphandle kwaleyo babukulwane besikayichazile ukuthi kuyenzeka ukuthi makulamalanga into sesiyi-identifyile ukuthi sebathagetha ama-pub, ama-tavern, indawo ze-groove. Ne? La kuya khona abantu abasha. Mabafika lapho lo muntu apropose kube ngazothi vele it's a real relationship. But the intention is not for ukuthi kube ne relationship. It's so that this person can trust lo muntu lo. Ngoba yabona ukuthi uma baba abductor kuba nabantu ababonayo. So uma sekamfakile alayiduzana naye kanti uzomdlulisa, amdlulisele kula mathafika. So yilabo esibabiza ukuthi ama recruiters. So lama recruiters, they are getting paid. But then there's also another way you're trafficking. Ngaphandle kwale ekungukuthi umuntu uya kuheha. There is still abduction. There is still very much alive yaphila ukuthi uthwalwe ngenkani, uthathwe endaweni and then kanti bese usetshenziswa for ukuthi uyothengiswa. And into ebuhlungu nge-trafficking in person ayipheleli kuphela la ezidakamizweni nauthi ku-sex industry. Nama-body parts. They also are trafficking people for body parts. And into enye ebuhlungu ukuthi la esizama ukuthi siyazisa abantu esifuna ukuthi ifike kakhulu ebantwini. And that is why sinale partnership nama-taxi drivers nama-marshals. Ukuthi abo taxi driver nama marshals fanele bakhone uku-identify ngoba labantu laba usually bayacommunicate ngalama phone angithi sishilo ukuthi basebenzisa i-technology bacommunicate nalabantu laba ngaphakathi kwale taxi uthola ukuthi umuntu sekaxakekile sekafanele ngabuhlikila kazazi ukuthi uhlika kuphi njalo njalo emakhaya kaningi bayaye baheheke kwisikhathi nabazali uthola ukuthi they really really believe akusiyo ukuthi beza la eSouth Africa kuphela. We also have others who are leaving our country to other countries. Baba sebenzise, baba sebenzisa kwamanye ama country. We have a lot of those young women who are in this situation. And then it's also young men who are also used for that. And but target young men and young women because babeke I lifespan yabo ukuthi usazokhula, usazothengiseka, industry isazomfuna. Uyabona usese yi-commodity kusho ukuthi usathengeka makayele ngaphambili. So ama challenges esayisibe nawo ukuthi emkhathini la ekhaya asithi kusemakhaya into engenza ukuthi ngifuna ukuthi ngikhulume ngesiZulu kuma villages la emakhaya kuyenzeka ukuthi umntana kazibanibani umakhelwane uyabuya ubuya eGoli ubukeka kahle ugcoke kahle muhle uyambona nawo uthi makafika athi ngiyasebenza eGoli. Kanti uyi recruiter, they are now also using young women as recruiters and young men as recruiters. Umuntu enizomthemba nani la emphakathini ukuthi makathi hayi mama uzibanibani hayi babu uzibanibani uzohlala nami le makafika eGoli vele ngumtholele umsebenzi umthembe. Kanti uyi recruiter, that's how dangerous the whole thing is and how difficult it is ukuyibamba ngoba uma kahambe nomuntu umntana kamakhelwane enimthembayo or la emphakathini umuntu enimthembayo kunzima ukuyibona kanti lo muntu lo uyirecruiter. And as a result mase baboshiwe nalabantu laba sasebenza namaphoyisa and then namahawks and then nabo Interpol laba abasebenza ngamaborder amaphoyisa asebenza ngamaborder kuyaye kube nzima because uthole ukuthi ngaphakathi lesi bayatholakala bayi 8 amongst le 8 leyo kukhona abama recruiter. It doesn't always mean that all of them are victims. Abanye babo ba ama recruiter langaphakathi and that is why you find that we utilize ama shelter and then asibabeke shelter ne one we will use different shelters in ngoba siwa disclose ama shelter wethu in various places of the country ukuthi siba spread ukuthi sikhone ukuthola le nto noma detectives uma seka interview then they are able to pick up ukuthi lo uye umshushumbisi ngoba sababa free ukukhuluma. So those are the things I wanted to ukuthi abantu emakhaya bazazi ukuthi uma ngabe noma ngabe umntwana ena yenzakaleli ukuthi mhlambe umhlobo othize ola e South Africa in terms of e color or race. All racial groups are affected. And I care to ukuthi mhlambe inhlobo niyomsebenzi. There are people abasuke labazi ukuthi bayoba othisha, abanye bazi ukuthi bayoba onesi, abanye bazi ukuthi bayo odokotela labaya khona baphethe ma qualification. Because of economy ngendlela engayo abantu sebayachaphazeka kalula. So bengizama ukusho ukuthi abantu kubalulekile ukuthi babo checka against information abazabe bayiphethe kuthiwa umuntu yosebenza endaweni athize kuchekwe ukuthi ngempela ngempela khona naleyo ndawo leyo.
No, thank you. I'd like to ask our callers, don't forget to call us in on 0800-142-4466 or you can send us a WhatsApp on 065-935-5488. I'm going to repeat our call-in number, 0800-142-4466 and the WhatsApp number 065-935-5488 because this issue we're talking about, it's a really, really emotive issue, particularly when people are trafficked because they are in desperate need of a job. And I can see that that particular need makes people get trafficked, you know, to faraway countries where it's very difficult for them to come back. So in terms of using technology, because there's no way that you would get a prospect of a job outside of the country without seeing it on some form of social media website, you know, what are the tips that we can give to young people or to parents to look out for? Because this is also embedded in fake news, because a lot of fake news is what propels this human trafficking. So, you know, we are dealing with disinformation, misinformation, which is fueling a very, very serious crime that is very exploitative. You know, so I just wanted to, if we could share some of the tips on what parents could look out for, you know, how people can just take care of themselves and use this technology very safely and think about internet safety as they go about their daily lives, because there could be dire consequences from what you've shared with our listeners today.
Yeah, okay. Using the internet or using social media, I think it's important people to look out for certain things. An advertisement for a job, Facebook, you know, it's like something that comes through Facebook. Yeah. And another thing, it's, the email addresses where you'd find that, those are not really, a Gmail address. Yeah. And, situations where a physical address, it's not disclosed. Yeah. But the other thing, it's if it's a company, obviously one has to also check, just Google. Okay. This company that, has advertised that I would like to apply to, does it really exist? And yeah, so those kinds of things. And they should look out for such things. Let me say, like for instance, a young person, let's say with technology, they like to just post so many things about themselves, and you'd find that whenever that kind of position is addressed, obviously whoever has been tracing, the social media behavior of this young person would be looking, it's like would make sure that it fits, this person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you feel that, oh, this one is really meant for me. Yeah. And, those are such things can happen. And they tend to also share so much in terms of, their pictures. And in fact, I've heard that, you don't have to take a picture, a selfie yeah, in front of your house, you know, if you are a young person. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because then even your house is also studied.
The house number would
you
be
know,
there.
Such things,
the issue of using a location to check in at the groove, because that's where they can see exactly where you are at.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Studio, I think you wanted to add.
Yeah, it's important. Lembuzo ibuza ibaleke kakhulu. And that's the reason we and social development we're going out there to the to our ranks. You must remember that a rank there's so many people coming and going. So and it's important for us as Santaco women. Remember, Santaco has been a male dominated industry, and now there is a women. So now what we are doing as women is to make sure that one each and every corner of the taxi industry, we make sure ukuthi where we see that there is a problem, where we identify that there is a problem, we come in. So that we want to change the perception about you. They must look at, when they look at the taxi, they must look at it transport is safe, and they must look at a transport is reliable. Bangasabi ukuthi and I can't take a taxi. So it's important ukuthi bazi ukuthi what are the things, especially all driver. Go, but this thing has become a criminal. So, u driver uzothatha abantu kanti lo muntu uyathunjwa, only to find along the way u driver uzoboshwa. And you know ukuthi impilo yalo driver izo destroyeka, because for him to prove that he was innocent, he didn't know it's a process why he's sitting in jail. So, we want to make sure that o driver they are educated, even ama commuters, so that we all know what is happening out there. So that is why it's important for us to collaborate with most of our government houses, so that we make sure we collect information as much as possible. As was with basis abantu, because earlier on I was speaking to my colleagues here from the social development, and I discovered ukuthi enabane call center that we could utilize, the call center that we should have numbers even emateksini ethu where there is a problem they can call. But those are the resources that we don't know about. So it's important. This means a lot for us as Santaco women, that we work with them and we get them Uma Ring facilities there, and we spread the word to everyone. Yeah.
Okay. Siyabonga kakhulu. Because ngiyacabanga ukuthi now commuters will know ukuthi if I'm having a problem and I'm being trafficked, I can be confident ukuthi ngikhulume no driver. Ngithi as a driver, ngisenkingeni la, I don't know where I'm going. People kidnap me and all of that. So I think what we are saying today, and a message we're sending out, is to say to commuters, don't be afraid to speak to the drivers. I think for a long time, ma umuntu usuka uya somewhere and you don't know where you're going, you knew that the driver will make sure that you get there safely.
Exactly.
So I think it's rebuilding that trust between commuters and taxi drivers and the taxi industry, which I really think is a good thing, because it's assisting to really help with a crime that is really becoming problematic in our country. I just want to remind our callers, you can call us on 0800-142-446, and you can send us a WhatsApp on 065-935-5488. So if we look at trafficking, does it necessarily target teenagers a lot, or it doesn't really, you know, categorize according to the age group? It's everyone.
Older generation, it's not necessarily that they would be targeted. Remember, mabasa bakubheke ukuthi uyicommodity, babheke iage isikhathi ukuthi awuzuba nama problems ukuthi manje you know yagula yabantu ezinjalo, babheke ukuthi uzobasebenzela isikhathi eside. That's the intention. That is why sebashintsha umuntu ukuthi abe yinto isebenze esizobasebenzela. So the most, yes, it's young people, but there are also Masithi young people. Remember, in the country, we are talking about abantu from the age of 18 to 35. But there are people who are above that age, especially sibonile magushushu mabasebenza for drugs, because they are also doing this other twinning. Sizoyibiza ukuthi twinning. La ngikho khona bazosebenza umama onguthi unomntwana. Bayazi ukuthi airport, let's say umama uma kahamba nomntwana, the child akuvamanga ukuthi asetshwe uzothwaliswa yena lezi dakamizwa kushuthi wena fanele uze nalomntana wakhe azothwala lezi dakamizwa uyakubona so and ukuthwala izidakamizwa doesn't matter ukuthi unemi umdala at least la sebabadala kakhulu bayasaba because remember the drugs can best but ba ungaba ngangam at the you know 50s uthola ukuthi bayakusebenzisa ukuthi uthwala idakamizwa but remember njengoba umstekulwana yayachaza ukuthi baphisana ngabantu you move from a stage la ukuthi khona bakusebenzisa let's say for sex work to la ukuthi khona you carrying drugs they can also use you for your body parts they can babone ukuthi umuntu bangamsebenzisa kaningi kufushuthi kunengo kungasebenza la emntwini abakudingayo bona labantu abathuthumisa ngabantu uyakubona so into siyaye sisho ukuthi abazali they must be on the lookout uyabona umntana wakho uma azofika ekhaya anezinto gadgets clothes money ongazange umuphe yona awunayo zange wayisebenzela leyo mali leyo. La ekhaya use ungena namagrosa and you become excited about that, you must be concerned. Because izinto ababamba ngazo, bayazi ukuthi nabo bafuna impilo emnandi, impilo enhle. So, abazali sicela ukuthi babebheka iso injalo and babheke nabangani. Bazi abangani babantwana babo abazali and nokuthi babe abantu abasha sicela ukuthi babo futhi babo bamemorize ama number kulamalanga sesi depende kakhulu emafonini but fanele kube nama number at least i2 or 3 ke okungenani owazi ngenhloko ukuthi mase usebunzimeni you can tell even no driver ukuthi okay driver noma ngabe senithini umuntu ungangisiza 9 number yakhe uyakubona noma ngabe singafonela la manamba sizobanikeza wona ekugcineni lawo command center but at least kube ne number yomuntu ozoyisebenzisa and sicela abazali babe ne relationship evulekile nabantwana babo ukuthi abantwana babo bakhona ukubathemba bakhona ukubatshela ngale zinto ngabanye balabasha bayasaba ukutshela abazali babo ukuthi kwenzakalayo nempilweni zabo uyabona ngoba abazali safukhuliswa ngalendlela ukuthi udli uma ngikhulumile kuphelile uyakubona so siyacela ukuthi abazali bavule inkulumo nabantwana ene abezwile kulama radio namhlanje bavele babiza umeeting nabantwana babo babatshele and ungakhethi ungathi intombazana kuphela nabantwana babafana nabo bayasetshenziswa because there is an industry for sex work for boys for young men and as well as ukuthi ba traffic ama drugs and also arms they can also use them ukuthi ba traffic ama izikhali you know and they can also use them to traffic these things outside of this country it doesn't necessarily mean ukuthi South Africa is a destination country per se sometimes it's a route to other countries a destination will be another country yabona ukuthi inhloso akusukuthi bazophelela la South Africa noma abanye bazophelela la South Africa kodwa uzothola bayandlula bakwaya kwamanye ama account indlela zabo ngindlela zinengi ziyathusa futhi azibaleki so siyacela ukuthi abazali bazame ukuthi bakhulume nabantwana babo from ebusheni babo and then babanikeze information and mangabe unabantwana abangukuthi basese below the age of ubu teenager laba balaphana kuboma 14 kuyalenzanzi kubalulekile ukuthi abazali bazi ukuthi abantwana babo benzana emafonini because some of labantu laba baba traffickayo baba sebenzisa khona la emafonini and they take these pictures as labantwana njengomisekulwane bekakhuluma la ukuthi young people they like to post it's nice to post this yourself ukuthi umuhle namuhla ugcoke kahle but then bona bese baya commenta labantu kanti indlela bakuheha ngayo leyo ukuthi udonseke bese ubona uthandeke kanti abazali sacela ukuthi nabantwana benu babatshela ukuthi nabathanda bangezwe ngomunye umuntu ozoqala nje ukubatshela ukuthi uyabathanda lengaphandle ngoba yindlela enye yayo leyo ukuthi bese bathemba lowo muntu undlula umzali bangamtshela umzali ukuthi kwenzakalani empilweni yabo.
Okay, thanks. Because I see that some of the signs, the red flags, you know, for abazali to just see if their teens could be possible targets for trafficking includes when, you know, the child is always on the phone, constantly on social media or on video games, but they actually don't want to share with their parent.
Panama passcodes.
Yes, and what they want to do. Mm. And I think also this issue of all these new digital items, online shopping. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the child is not working. How are they able to access pay. That yes. as well? Yeah. And also a drop in academics, behavior mm-hmm. or attire as well is also very critical for parents mm-hmm. to monitor. Mm. So these are very critical, practical things as well yeah. that mm-hmm. I think parents mm-hmm. Can then use. And I'm going to take it that even the taxi drivers, they can then use these as markers, because I can imagine yes. you can't mm. find a 12-year-old, a gibeli long distance taxi, A1, dressing flashy clothes and a phone. So those are some of the things that can work for both parents as well as your stakeholders in this industry. I just want to come in on the issue of gender-based violence and how, gender-based violence is part of the enablers of this human trafficking. If you can just share with us, what is it that happens in intimate partner violence that then turns into trafficking, where recruiters just use, intimate relationships to lure young girls and then put them through this whole process of trafficking?
It's not just young girls. It can also be young women, in relationships where their partners are selling them to the next, bidder. The next person who has money. We've heard about these situations where some women are even sold for tenders. For us to get this tender, you go with these people, and then it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. So gender-based violence is a crime in our country, but gender-based violence and femicide, it's a conglomerate of many crimes langaphakathi. It can be also forced sexual intercourse, which could be rape. You can be used ukuthi your partner ayothola imali ngawe when you are sold to this next person for sexual favors. You need to give these people sexual favors, and in some instances they are also made to go and work. And when they are working, they are the ones who abashera lama proceeds imali ngenayo iyakubo. But gender-based violence yona ngoba yona iyenza ukuthi umuntu abe in a vulnerable situation. Uba la ku state sokuthi abantu kaningi bayabuza ukuthi indaba angaphumanga. Ukunga understand ukuthi gender-based violence, it's not always physical violence. The worst form of gender-based violence is emotional and psychological violence. La ngut khona umuntu ukuthathela ubuntu bakho bonke, akwenze ukuthi ufile ukuthi ngaphandle kwakhe awusiyilutho. Iyenzeka lento lena kuma relationship la ngut khona abanye ke bayahlaliswa emakhaya ukuthi uyayekela ukusebenza uzondliwa yimi. Kodwa le mali izokontrolwa yilo muntu loyo ngendlela afuna ngayo. And then iminyaka ihambe uthola ukuthi soloko awuthola amathuba wemsebenzi. And uba dependent on this person. So noma ngabe yini afuna ukuyenza kuyo, uzokusebenzisa nje kanjalo. So gender-based violence is one cruel, and I'm very happy that our president has declared gender-based violence as the second pandemic in our country, because for a very long time women have just been used as sex slaves and being used as commodities. So it's basically into njengalo zenzakala ngaphart kuma relationships.
Okay, ngiyabonga. We have a caller, Ulinda from Newcastle. Linda, you may ask your question.
Sanibona njani?
Sawubona, siyaphila, unjani wena?
Siyaphila. Ngifisa ukubuza la ukuthi ke kukhona yini mhlawumbe ichaze libanjwa uhulumeni lapho khona uthole ukuthi umuntu mhlawumbe use trafficking manje usekwelinye izwe, because I've once watched a show, it was a documentary whereby abanye babe nenkinga ukuthi uma sebefikile ngale abakwazi ukubuya ngapha uma sebonile ukuthi sengisenkingeni. Mhlawumbe ikhona ningandlela thile noma ngabe i call center noma okuthile okwenziwa uhulumeni ukuthi uma besebekulewo mazwe bakwazi ukuthi bathole ukusizakala, ngoba inkinga enkulu ibiseba ukubuya. Abanye baba yisulu ngenxa yokuthi vele labantu asuke bebantshontshile abatshele ukuthi angeke bakwazi banikeza imali ukuthi bakwazi ukubuyela emakhaya. Na umbuzo ukuthi ikhona mhlawumbe okuthile okwenziwa uhulumeni ukwazi ukuthi uma umuntu esekhona lelezo, ngoba kuthiwa mhlawumbe upesheya akwazi ukusizakala ngandlela thile, ukwazi ukuthi alande uma mhlawumbe efonele inamba ethile, because ekugcineni kosuku kukhona izinto engesikwazi ukuyizimba totally, but uma kuba khona mhlawumbe i-cure noma ama-solutions which will happen ukuthi usukhonakele lelizwe, you can call this number or you can try to contact someone ozokwazi ukusiza ukwazi ukuthi ubuye mhlawumbe.
Okay. Sibongela umbuzo wakho and ubuti uzokuphendula manje.
Okay. Yeah. No, siyabonga but Linda. Angeke ngithi ukhona inumber ethize because ilizwe that the world is broad. So then le number sinayo la ekhaya it works within the borders of South Africa, but umthetho wethu the Prevention and Combating of Trafficking in Persons Act of 2013 sort of allocate ama roles wama departments ahlukene. So what happens is thina njenge social development oyethu role is to take care of abantu that have been trafficked, ama victims. So then within the country we take care of them, and if bangaphandle ba trafficwe ngaphandle and then they are being rescued la bekhona, remember trafficking is a global crime, so the other countries are obviously fighting it nabo. So if lo muntu bam rescuele and has to come back home, sine within social development sine service ekuthiwa international social services. The thing it's uthola ukuthi sometimes let's say lo muntu njengoba utrafficwe ngaphandle ukuthi abuye, asifuni ukuthi abuye nje sithi hayi bhakadla usekhaya la ubuya khona, because sometimes uthola ukuthi utrafika kwakhe some of the members within the family may have also participated kuleyo trafficking yakhe. So we make sure ukuthi makabuya through our international social services, uyabuya ne Home Affairs is involved, ne DERCO is involved to ensure ukuthi utravelisha kahle ukufika la ekhaya. Kodwa mayifika ufikele ezandleni zethu as a social development, sinama social workers in other provinces. So we make sure ukuthi siyamplace kwi shelter la ekhaya, and then njengoba esekuyi shelter siyaqhumana ne family sibone ukuthi ngeyiphi family. I family yakhe izomamukela or kanye if ingamamukeli then ama other relatives or cousins or whoever. So it's like sifuna ba ukubuya kwakhe abe safe, ngoba if engekho safe ungayenzakala ukuthi bamtrafikele kwenye indawo. Angithi so then yeah, that's how we operate, and iqiniso ukuthi it's very very effective. Sine ISS kodwa kune enye organization kuthiwa International Organization for Migration, nabo they are all over the world, and so nabo sisebenzisana nabo, you know, we call it repatriation of people that have been trafficked. Yes, ngiyabonga.
Okay, sibonge kakhulu. Ngibona lana ukuthi we also have a domestic number if children yes. are in an unsafe situation, and this number 0800 428 428. Okay, yes. So sicela bazali 0800 428 428,
because like service. Yeah, it's free 24/7 nango Christmas nango New Year nasebusuku.
Okay, asisebenzise this number because ngiyacabanga ukuthi uButlinda might know someone who has been trafficked, and then that person wam contact ukuthi I've left the country and uyazi ukuthi somebody's in distress in this particular country, etc. Yes. So I'm thinking ukuthi nathi we can do a SOS, you know, alert silana in South Africa. Just want to remind our callers again, 0800 142 446, and our WhatsApp number is 0659355488. We're waiting for your calls and we really want to talk to you. But okwamanje sizoqhubeka with our conversation around trafficking and what is it, you know, that communities can do to ensure that our teenagers are safe, male, female, and as well as our young people. Just to come back to the South African National Taxi Council, the Women's Desk, if you can just tell us what are some of the challenges that you experience, you know, in terms of gender sensitive issues around the taxi rank. I think previously we've seen stories around, you know, abuse of women, heckling of women, you know, and a lot of policing of women, in particular what they wear around those precincts. So I'm going to assume that, you know, we haven't heard of those stories in a long time. So it's clear that the work you are doing possibly has an impact. So if you can share with us, or yeah. if there's more that we can do to make sure that those spaces are safe, because the taxi industry is a large industry in this country and it helps a lot of people to move, but also the economy to thrive as well.
No, angibonge kakhulu. there are two aspects of women in public transport space. One, uzoba abagibeli. Two, uzoba iwona omama thina uqobo lwethu who are women operators. And angiqale ngama commuters. Mhlasimpe ezinye izinto zenziwa ukuthi abantu basuke bengazi uma benza izinto ukuthi zironga kangakanani nanokuthi zinayiphi impact empilweni zabantu. As uSantaco Women, we partnered again, you know, Department of Women, Youth and People with Disability, where we are pushing a gender-based violence campaign. Also, nalapho, it was an awareness where we educate our driver as to iziphi lezi zinto esikhuluma ngazo, because when you heard GPV, awazi ukuthi isilwane sinjani leso. So it has helped a lot, ukuthi ena as uSantaco Women together with the Department of Women siphume sibe sema ranks where sifundiswa driver ukuthi awukwazi ukukhuluma kanje, awukwazi ukwenza lokhu uma umama imintombazana igqokela isiketsa esifishane, so be it, ufanele ngoba ucomfortable yena kusona, awukwazi umpantsa ingqini, awukwazi ukukomenta ngokuthi ena i-weave yakhe or i-hairstyle ayifakile ingcolisa amawindi akho. And again, sikhuluma nange-customer care uthi how do they trust, how bakufanele bawa-treat-e kanjani ama-customers wabo. So it's one of the things that we have done. And it's not finished because it's a long walk to freedom, especially njengoba ngisho ngithi kunomama abama-women operators who happens to be ama-widows. Because we must understand ukuthi as kushona ubaba kwi taxi industry kuzalwa umama. So i level yokushona kobaba iyenza ukukhula as quickly as possible kumama within the taxi industry. And now you find ukuthi even women operators, they've got challenges, and there is a lot for that is happening that we still need to deal with. And I've invited social development as well to come on board. And today we were in a women economic assembly together with Minister Ulindiwe Zulu. And I've highlighted ukuthi this relationship that we have now, it has to be a long-term relationship, because sometimes ubaba ushona ngokudutshulwa and udutshulwa in front of umama. So umama has to carry on athathe business. And normally sinento ukuthi umuntu akadutshulwa umuntu osegoli futhi akangekadutshulwe umuntu osebenza komunye association. Indaba mainly isuke ingaphakathi, and wena as a woman you have to come in now, because the moment ubaba eshona wena uyangena ecathulweni zababa. Now you become one of the operators. La uyawabuka la madoda ekhuluma and uyacabanga ukuthi ngahle kwenzeke ukuthi ilo. Angithi sina sinalabantu okuthiwa ba-vocal ematekisini. Ma uyabona ukuthi lo muntu indlela vocal ngakhona kungenzeka ukuthi uyena lo bulala ubaba wakwami. So and omama asinayo le yokuthi omama bakhanseleke when they are coming in. Also noma sebengenileke kusho kunama challenges amaningi omama bahlangabezana nazo, ngoba nobaba abakwamukeli ukuba khona kwama women operators, ama women operators, because abakwazi ukuhlukanisa between umama amshiye ekhaya njengonkosikazi wakhe no mama amfice erank njenge women operator. Because ubaba, you must understand ukuthi most of obaba abanamatekisi mainly omama babo bebe omama bakwabo akubona abantu abebesebenza isikhathi esiningi. Omama abaningi bekuba nje o housewife umama uhlala ekhaya. So ubaba akakaze abe kwi environment where kune gender ehlukahlukene, where there is a woman and there is a man. Mm. So now when the women come in that space, ubaba does not see that woman as an operator. So uyambona ukuthi umama ukhona. So ubuka ukuthi yena makushoniwe lo mama ena kumsebenzi wakhe ukuthi ahamba yokhuleka. Ayovela lapho kushonwe khona. Ubona ukuthi ena umama makunento eyenziwa ku association, umama fanele yena apheke. Uyabo, and that is not the reason sikhona as women. We are there because we are operators. And again, even that you find that ukuthi omama they are suffering from a patriarchy. Because umama ubona indoda abone ubaba, umama akakwazi ukuhlukanisa between her husband and the operator and the colleague. Yeah. So there's still a lot of work that needs to be done within that space. And omama oh mama, they are going through. Oh mama, amiselwe imoto and asikwazi ukulwa. Asikwazi ukubulala impukane because nakhona sithenga idumu sifuthe yona. We can't fight. And we, the freedom of speech, even when you participating in association, it's very limited because even things that you need to say, ucabanga kabili, masa say it or masa not say it, because what if ngiyakusho babazo kuzwa ngendlela abangalindele ukuthi baye. So there is so much, and as Santaco women, we've got a lot of work that needs to be done. And fortunately, we have partnered, as I said, that in we're bringing all the department, because we find that ukuthi it department, net department, net department is something that they can bring to us as Santaco women. That will also help abo mama ukuthi ena basizakale, and ezinye izinto zizokwenzeka because umama usiyakwazi ukuhlukanisa into e right nento e wrong. And nabo baba, they need the counseling, they need, because now umama manje use a member of association, uyabona, and ubaba does not understand, akaka understand ukuthi why this woman is here, uyabona. And obaba, you find ukuthi angithi kuswe kunengane zabafana, they will think ukuthi if ubaba ushonile bekufanele ukuze ingane ka baba ubani, ngoba bayazi ukuthi ubaba ubani ube nengane yomfana. So why now it has to be a woman here?
Ngicela sibambe lapho kancane. We have a caller, Mr. Mkhonazi. Ungayibuza imbuzo yakho.
Njani?
Siyaphila.
Siyaphila lapho. Ngifuna ukuthi indaba yalento ukuthi ke DSD ngeke yini ukwazi ukusebenzisana namaphoyisa e-Interpol ala South Africa kanye namanxusa angaphandle ukubheka ukuthi laba bantu asebe applyile imisebenzi phesheya, mhlawumbe emazweni ase-Asia, ko-Thailand, ko-China, bangabhekwa yini ukuthi ke le nto abathi bayoyifundisa noma bayoyidlala, mhlawumbe abanye bafuna ukudlala ibhola, abafana abancane kakhulu bahamba baye phesheya, bafike phesheya babe ngonto engathebeni bathunjwe. Bangakhona ukubheka ukuthi-ke le nto asuke be-apply-ela phesheya i-legit yini, ze bangahambeli obala ngoba bagcine sebezigqila phesheya bengenosibeshi. Mhlawumbe ninayo yini indlela yokusebenzisana-ke ne-Interpol kanye-ke nama-ambassador akulawo mazwe amele i-South Africa.
Okay. Siyabonga. Bazochaza-ke abase social development ukuthi, you know, how can you assist those young people in your community so that they are fully aware of these opportunities that they are not part of trafficking.
Okay, yes. Yeah. No, siyabonga Mr. Mkhonazi. Ngathi njengoba ngithe I Prevention and Combating of Trafficking in Persons Act, sinama roles that are played ngama government departments including ourselves. So, I mean, nama hawks, your DPCI, naboba involved, even the SAPS, no justice, no health, konke. So it's like, sijobheke ama victims, siphinde sibheke futhi ne prosecution ama traffickers. So ngingathi, IDSD, yona, da ekhumana namanye amazwi, you know, to check those things. But the other government departments are involved. Kodwa, ukwenzakala ukuthi, njengoba sonke sisebenzisana, we have NICTIP, National Intersectoral Committee on Trafficking in Persons. Ilapha sishare ama-ideas as to what is happening. So, omunye nomunye, that is, i-government department enye nyene, izisa, ileta, you know, their know-how, you know, as to deal ngezinto ezithize. Because, you know, ama traffickers ngaphandle, these are syndicates. Siyazi ukuthi ngama syndicates. So bayasebenzisana, and then njengoba sikhuluma nabo bayakhuluma ukuthi singayenza kanjani ukuthi sikwazi ukuthubeka sitraffike siyenze imali ngalabantu. So nathi nje as government departments sitting together, we sit and discuss ukuthi what can we do. Yes, you mentioned indaba yebhola. Young people, young boys are at risk, and then mhlambe njengoba you mentioned amazwe angaphandle, kwenzakala ukuthi labafana basuke eNatal bathi baya eGoli bayodlala ibhola, bayojoyina i-academy. Uthola ukuthi mabefika kuleyo academy kanti noha kunobu yabumenemene nyana obuyenzwa ulabantu be-academy. So like they are vulnerable abafana bebhola because of those things trafficking. And yes, siyazi ukuthi umfana webhola if estar kakhulu kungenzakala ukuthi hey uzobiza imali eningi, and indeed abantu bambhekile ukuthi singayenza imali ngalentwana le yayibona into esifana nalezo. Kodwa angeke ngithi iDSD yona ezothi ichumana nabo ma Interpol and SAPS, DPCI bayasebenzisana namanye amazwe angaphandle. Singathi i-crime intelligence, uyayibona i-crime intelligence bayasebenzisana. Ngiyathemba ukuthi ngiyazwakala, ngiyabonga.
Thank you. We're almost to the end of our show. We have about 5 minutes. So any last callers, 0800-142-446. I'm just going to go to our panel today, if they can just give us those final tips for parents, you know, for siblings, for teenagers, you know, just to remind them how they can keep themselves safe and how their loved ones could also assist in keeping them safe. I'll start with you, Mebulani, and then we can move to Santako and back to DSD.
Okay, I think just to add on the issue layer, the question Babu Mkwanazi ye Interpol, just to wrap that one up. Interpol is very much useful, and then siyacela ukuthi ama family uma ngabe umuntu omusha or like haya athembiswe imisebenzi ezindaweni ezithize, sondela e-police station eseduzane nawo. Kune system abayisebenzisayo kwa-SAPS laba checka khona some of this information. And then just like that, must check ukuthi bakubheka ukuthi une criminal record and whatever. Nale zinto bayakhona ukuzicheck. So bona bayakwazi ukuthi baxhumane nalawa amanye ama organizations la basebenzisana nawo ukuthi bayicheck le information, and then bese bayakhona ukutshela ukuthi la ngathi khona into eshaya amanzi, ningachubeki ukuya phambili. But more than anything else, besicela umphakathi ukuthi usebenzise ama services la o government nawo, and ozwayo atshele omunye. Cela ukuthi nifonele 0800-428-428. Mangaba awukhona ukufona mhlambe la ukhona kodwa ukhona uchofoza iphone, ushaye nje *120*7867#. Uma ngabe kunomuntu okhubazekile ongaboni, ba-download iSkype, bayi-download babe nayo la emafonini, noma omunye la efamily abe nayo iSkype, siyakhona ukuthi sincede nabantu abakhubazekile ukuthi bakhone then bese ukuthi bakufonele i-Gender-Based Violence Command Center. And siyabonga ukuthi sibe nani namhlanje la e-studio. Sicela ukuthi niwuhlabe nulawule umlayeza lona esiniphathele wona namuhla. Asizugcina namhlanje, sizophinda futhi mhlawumbe nangeviki elizayo sinivakashele. And then sicela abantu bafone ngobuningi ukuthi babuze, bangabi nokusaba. Siyabonga.
Ngiyabonga. Sisitude.
No, angibonge nje. Ngicizelele ukuthi we are not going to stop. We will continue nama campaign because sikholele kuthenini if abantu bazi, it will help a lot of people in South Africa. So together with social development and Santako women, so qhubeka sekona wonke ama provinces, njengamanje siqalile Gauteng, we still got another 8 more provinces where sizobe sibafundisa and o driver sifuna ukuqinisekisa abagibeli ukuthi i taxi industry ayihambisana nobugebengu, futhi iyalwisana nobugebengu, siyalwisana ne human trafficking, siyalwisana futhi ne GBV. Angibonge.
Okay, ngizokhuluma i experience ngibe nayo today. Ngizwile it's like masiloko sikhuluma nabantu abanye bebechaza ukuthi la ngihlala khona elokishi khona umntwana ointombezana oke wanyamalala 5 years ago, akwaziwa ukuthi waphele laphi. And ngiyabona ukuthi emalokishi ikhona lento yokuthi umntwana makanyamalala kuthi hayi yilabantwana abastowed, so asinandaba nabo. And kanti asazi ukuthi mhlambi yona i-trafficking, so angeke kwenzakala ukuthi kunyamalala abantwana abaningi, so kube siyahlala nje kube normal. So masithi njengabamakhelwane sizame nathi ukuthi singenelele kule ndaba sibone ukuthi siyayilwisa and JM futhi ngiyakulobo abo taxi drivers ngabazali nabo and njengabazali bayazi ukuthi what to expect from abantwana as they are you know transporting them so I am very confident ukuthi kuyaphambili sizosebenzisana and sizoyilwisa together with the taxi industry. Ngiyabonga.
Ke lebogile thata go buisana le lona gompieno. Ke lebogetse partnership ya social development le Santaco Women on Qaphela Trafficking in Persons Awareness Week, where we were just, you know, giving those insights to communities about the use and abuse of technology. And ga re bua ka technology re bua ka mafaratlhatlha bo Facebook jalo le jalo re tshwanetse gore re lemoge gore bana ba rona ba dirisa jang di cell phone tsa bona. It is very very important ga re le batsadi re tlhokomele gore bana ba rona ba tsamaya le bomang ba ya kae ene ba itse gore fa ba le mo di paragobeng ba itse gore ba kgone go founela mang me Pulano setse a re neile dinomoro tse ke kopang gore a di repitela bofelo so that batsadi ko gae ba kgone go tsa molaetsa gore ga bana ba bone ba le mo mathateng ba ka ba fatlhosa gore ba kgone go founela nomoro efe
re a kopa batswadi gore le founele 0800 428 428 0800 428 428 ha ile gore a kgone founa mo seemo o se le sa o dumele gore kgone o founa sharpa *120*7867# *120*7867#.
Kialeboga. Thank you to all our listeners across the various community radio stations in South Africa. We really appreciate your support for this program. And we'll see you next week in partnership with Social Development. Have a good night to all the listeners. I'm signing out your presenter, Tshegofatso Modubu. Thank you very much.
This is another live radio link up brought to you by the Government Communications GCIS.